The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Covenant Network invites you to join Patty Schneier as she and her guests talk about one of the greatest moments in our lives, when we discover our personal vocation from God, our pearl of great price. From that point on, nothing is the same. Our yes determines our unique pathway to holiness and how we will live for Christ here on earth. Join her to hear inspiring stories of discernment, response, perseverance, and joy. And now, here is Patty Schneier.
And welcome to another edition of The Pearl of Great Price, the show that celebrates the beauty of every vocation and the joy in living it out. My name is Patty Schneier. I'm your host here on Covenant Network, and it's an honor for me to be invited into your day. I pray that our time together will give glory to God and encourage you to follow the Lord ever more closely in your life. As always, I thank you for listening and supporting Covenant Network. Today, we are going to talk about marriage, and we are in for a very special treat. Today, you will meet John and Dolores Jezik, a couple who has been married for 70 years. Is that incredible or what? 70 years, and they are so wonderful. But first, I have a few words of inspiration from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. Pope Francis commented on this exact passage during his meeting with engaged couples in 2014. He said, "Marriage is like building a house. You would not wish to build it on the shifting sands of emotions, but on the rock of true love, the love that comes from God." How true this is. In order to persevere in our vocation, we must listen to the words of Jesus, love like Jesus, act like Jesus, forgive like Jesus. He must be the rock, the foundation of everything we do. Otherwise, we will get caught up in the storms of life, get sucked into the world's empty promises, become easily shaken, and be tempted to walk away. Are there cracks in your foundation? We all have some, if we're honest, but we shouldn't ignore them. Take this to prayer, go to confession, and seek wise counsel. If you are married, do whatever it takes to build your marriage on the solid rock of faith and God's love. Our guest today built their marriage on the rock of Jesus Christ and his church. Their foundation has been strong for 70 years. They are true witnesses to the power of love to endure and persevere day in and day out through all the seasons of life. Now in their 90s, their marriage has become a foundation for their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. John and Dolores Jezik are our guests today. John Jezik is a World War II veteran, having served in the military from 1943 until 1946. During World War II, he was stationed in Europe. He has also served at Fort Benning, Georgia, and Fort Jackson, South Carolina. After the war, he and Dolores met and were married on November 5th, 1949. They were parishioners at Holy Rosary Parish, St. Paul in Pine Lawn, St. Casimir's in North County, and for the past 40 years, they have been members of St. Ferdinand Parish in Florissant. John worked in motor carrier sales. Dolores was a homemaker. They have 5 children, 16 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Dolores enjoyed ceramic classes and took up golf so that she and John could go on golf vacations. At ages 91 and 94, they both still reside in their home and are as sharp as ever. Well, John and Dolores, welcome to the Pearl of Great Price radio show.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
All right, well, let's start at the very beginning. I can't wait to hear about your marriage. 70 years worth of wisdom here on this show. But let's start at the very beginning. How did you first meet? Dolores, let's start with you.
Patty, it was a phone call from John. I had no idea who he was, and I accepted, and that was our first date.
So he called and just asked you out?
Yes.
And where did you go?
To the zoo.
I love it. The zoo, what a great place for a first date. I bet many young couples have had some dates at the zoo. That was a great place to take her. John, what made you call Dolores?
We were in 2 separate organizations at Corpus Christi Parish, and I had noticed Dolores, and I had been asking questions about her, and I finally summoned the courage to give her a call and ask her for a date.
Well, what were some of the things that impressed you about her? What did you notice about Dolores, or what qualities did you see in her?
Well, only from observance and sight was her beautiful auburn hair and her lovely face.
And what were some of the qualities that made you fall in love with John, Dolores?
He looked like a very nice man, and that's what I was looking for.
And was he a very nice man?
All the time. He still is.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, so what do you remember most about your wedding day? Now, I know weddings 70 years ago, a lot of things were similar. Of course, you had a Catholic mass, and maybe you could tell our listeners what were some of the things that were different about it. First, what do you remember about the day itself, Dolores?
The day was beautiful. It was November, and it was sunny and warm. We had all of our relatives there at the church and had a 9 o'clock mass in the morning.
Now, I love that, in the morning, because nowadays no one really has a 9 o'clock mass in the morning. So why 9 o'clock, John?
Because that was the custom at that time. There was no question about any other time because everybody got married in the morning, in a Catholic church at least.
Okay, and then what did you do after the wedding? So you're married by 10 a.m. in the morning.
We had a wedding breakfast. And then after that, we went to different friends' houses to greet them, and they were glad to see us. They came out and welcomed us into their house.
And then did you have a reception in the evening?
We did have a reception. It was very simple and not nearly the cost that it would be today.
How much was your hall?
Our hall cost $50. We had a jukebox for music. Dolores' mother supplied the food. She made the sandwiches and a potato salad for the reception, and her brother was the bartender, and
that sounds great. I love it. Sandwiches and potato salad.
It was perfect.
I love it. That's fantastic. Okay. Well, describe your early years of marriage. What do you remember most about where you lived? What was your first apartment like?
A 3-room apartment on the 2nd floor. We didn't have a car and no air conditioning, so we just did it.
Tell me about your car, John, and what you had to do with your car.
Well, when I first got out of the service, I was and saved up enough money. I bought a 1947 Hudson, but when talk of marriage became more prominent, I realized we didn't have a heck of a lot of money, so I sold that car for a cash amount and a trade of a 1937 Terraplane, which is a car you probably haven't heard of before, but that's how we scraped together enough money to get married. That was our beginning.
All right, so you had one car, this 1937 car, getting married in 1949.
Right.
I love it. No air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
Oh, my goodness, in a little apartment. Well, what do you remember about some of your greatest joys, though, during those early years? And what was it like raising your family in the 1950s?
Our greatest joy, and I don't even know if you call it that, we would go to the stores in the evening just to shop around, just to be together and enjoy.
Our lives are simple. We live frugally because that was our only choice. We both grew up in the days of the Depression and learned how to do without.
So then just going to the store became your date.
Yes, and this was even after our children were born. We just go to a Sears Roebuck store or something and mosey around, and that was our entertainment.
Take them along, too.
Sure, yes. Sure. The whole family go out together. I love it. Okay, so what sacrifices did you have to make for each other during those years to raise your family? Dolores, were you at home with the children?
I was at home with the children, mm-hmm. and they helped whenever they could because they really didn't complain about anything.
So you had perfect children.
We always have perfect children.
She's smiling. She's saying that facetiously. I love it. Well, what was your faith-like life, that the faith life and the devotions that were very important to you that were foundations for your marriage? What were some of those daily habits that you have had expressing and growing in your faith for 70 years?
We were always tried to be good practicing Catholics. As I worked, I attended 6 o'clock Mass, and when Dolores was able to get, the children were old enough to not need care at home, she attended with me. I think that prayers were a very big part of our marriage from the very beginning. We met and attended Perpetual Help Devotion prayers at Corpus Christi on Tuesday evenings. Our habit also, as far as the prayer was concerned, was that after we were married, we knelt down at the side of the bed, side by side, and said our prayers jointly, because I have always heard, and God, Christ has said, wherever two or more people are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them.
That's beautiful. I know many people of my age, the number one thing that they remember most vividly about their parents is that visual. I know my husband has said this, of seeing his dad and you two together, which is even more beautiful, the two of you together, side by side, kneeling at the side of your bed. And then did you invite your children sometimes to pray with you as well?
Well, they were not old enough. They were still young. Yeah, at that time.
Mm-hmm. But as they got older, did you pray the rosary with them or perpetual devotions? What are some of the things you did with your children?
I wish now that we had done more of that with the children that way, but we led by example. We showed them and made sure they said their own evening prayers as they prepared for bed.
Those bedtime prayers are so important too. Absolutely. So now I know we're always real here on the Pearl of Great Price that every marriage that has stood the test of time has had to persevere through some trials. Some maybe more minimal, some maybe more major. We just don't know. But what were some of those trials for you, and how did your faith sustain you?
I don't think there was very real hard trials, but if we had arguments, we always settled them and made sure that we were still together.
Yeah, you worked them out, didn't you?
Worked them out.
Now, and I love what you said, you admit that there were some arguments at times.
Oh, you betcha.
But did you forgive him, Dolores?
Oh, heck, yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
Do not carry a grudge. Get over it.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. Get over it. Do not carry a grudge. Words of wisdom. That's 70 years of marriage here from John and Dolores Jezik sharing with us some of their nuggets of truth. So now that you are in your golden years of grandchildren and great-grandchildren, how has your love for each other grown or changed? Or has it? What do you think about your love now?
Oh, I think it's deeper. Mm-hmm. All these years, we work together. A lot.
I know. I want my listeners to know both of them have walkers. I'm here in their home. They no longer are driving and going out to places, so you're pretty much homebound, and you have help from your children, of course. But it's just so beautiful. I wish our listeners could see how John and Dolores help each other out, and I think that is just such a beautiful thing. How do you show love for each other now, John?
Assistance, I guess, more than anything else, and thoughtfulness, because Dolores is unable to do a lot of things, and I have to help her out. That's mm-hmm. all,
He's doing it, Patty. He's helping me all the time.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love it. I keep saying that. That's so beautiful. But it's true. As I sit here and listen to you two both, I'm in awe and am so grateful for your marriage. So what would you say is the secret of staying married for so many years?
I don't know whether I can identify any one secret as the reason for a successful marriage, but I would say it takes adaptation to allow for changing circumstances. It takes patience. It takes consideration and considerateness. It takes a lot of thoughtfulness. It takes a lot of cooperation. It takes a willingness to adjust. It takes sharing the responsibilities of raising a family and being willing to help the other spouse. It takes commitment. And above all, it takes prayers. Not single prayers, but together prayers, said kneeling next to each other at the side of a bed as you prepare for the night's rest.
That's wonderful words.
And all of these things I wanted to add would be built on a foundation of mutual love. Thank you.
Well, you two definitely have that mutual love, and you have that foundation that we talked about. I also want to just, because you've been married for 70 years, just, I know you've got words of wisdom on specific topics that I think young people or younger couples could benefit from your nuggets of truth. So I'm just going to throw out some words. And what's the first thing that comes to mind when I say these words to you that you would give as advice for other married couples? So what would you say to, let's say, a newly married couple about money?
Just don't overdo it, and let them know that you're interested in them and your finances.
Okay?
Live within your means, and keep the credit cards hidden.
Keep those credit cards hidden. Oh, my goodness. All right, what would you say about raising children? What's your best advice for a mom? What would you say to a young mom about raising kids, Dolores?
First of all, you love them. That's what we did. You helped them. They all went to Catholic school, and we tried to do the best we could.
That's right. You just do the best you can,
yes,
right? No one's a perfect mother.
That's it.
I would say charitably discipline them. They need correction, and you need to give it to them, but wisely. You are not to be their friends. You are their parents, and treat them that way, and they will love you for it. And you will love them even more.
That's beautiful as well. All right, what about communication in marriage? What's your advice about keeping that communication open, which is such a strong foundation for marriage?
Fundamental and basic. If there is no communication, there is only imagination.
And you're right, you can't read the other person's mind, can
That's
you?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Always keep the other one first and help him. Or if you're a male, help her.
Yeah, you do. You keep each other first. You think of the other person
first.
Yes,
that's what we do.
That's awesome. All right, and then what about the Catholic faith? How has that just been, I know for you too, such a foundation, but what would you say to young people starting out on their marriage today about the importance of their Catholic faith?
If they're not married, even before we were married, we went to church together on Sunday and went to perpetual help devotions. And that's what we saw our parents and stuff.
Well, I think that Catholic faith is foundational. As Patty was talking about the building your relationship on rock, that's it. That's the rock. It is the greatest thing you'll ever have. And love for God is even more important than love for your spouse, but they're pretty close together.
That's good. Exactly. So what do you want your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and future descendants to know about marriage?
It's forever. It's supposed to be forever. We did not ever consider divorce. We considered a continual exchange of ideas and love for each other, and eventually dying together.
Oh, well, John and Dolores, any final word, Dolores, about marriage, about what you want to say?
I agreed with everything he said.
There you go. All right. Well, John and Dolores, this has been such a treat to get a glimpse of your 70-year-long marriage. Thank you for your witness to the church. Thank you for your persevering, beautiful love. Let's conclude our show praying for holy vocations. And listeners, please join us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God, our Father, bless your church with an abundance of priests, deacons, brothers, and sisters. Give those you have called to marriage and those you have chosen to live as single persons in the world the special graces that their lives need. Form all of us into the likeness of your Son, so that in him, with him, and through him, we may love you more deeply and serve you more faithfully. And Father, help me to know and to live my vocation. With Mary, I ask this through Jesus our Lord. Amen. John and Dolores Jezik, thank you so much for being our guests today on the Pearl of Great Price radio show.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
All right. Join us next time for the Pearl of Great Price. Until then, go to pattyschneier.com to listen to previously recorded broadcasts. Click on the radio show tab and share the link with family and friends. This is Patty Schneier reminding you to seek the will of God in all things and strive for holiness.